Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is Craig Ballantyne. Today, you're going to learn Elon Musk's billionaire morning routine. Now, it clearly does not involve a lot of CrossFit, but listen, we're going to talk about one of the most successful people in the world, in the history of the world, most innovative. And whether you like him or not, his politics, his electric vehicles, you're going to learn a lot from this little presentation. Okay. So recently he was in the news again because he was in the news because celebrity net worth and a bunch of, actually the Wall Street Journal said this, but he denies it, that he slept with Sergey Brin's now ex-wife. So Sergey Brin has been married a couple of times and he was one of the founders of Google. And so anyways, drama aside, we're not here to talk about rumors and gossip, but the question was, how does Elon Musk find the time? How does he find the time to go and do that? He has 9 or 10 children. He's had multiple wives. He has $4 billion, maybe more, $5 billion businesses. I'm not sure. He has so much going on. How does he find the time? And so I'm going to give you the answer to that question because it's a one-word change that's going to change your life. It's going to change the answer to that question. And we're going to get 5 secrets from Elon Musk to launch your morning routine. So if you feel like you're kind of stuck and struggling, this is really going to help. My name is Craig Ballantyne. I wrote the Perfect Week Formula, the Perfect Day Formula. I built the Millionaire Morning Routine, which probably over 55,000 people have used one of those programs to level up, to get more done, to get rid of overwhelm, procrastination, and distraction, and succeed. All right. So back to the question, how does Elon find the time? And the answer is you can never find time. You only make time for what matters. Okay. You don't find time. It's not like, oh, you know, it's underneath this hat or whatever, you know, I've got this bag beside me. Maybe it's in the bottom of the bag. No, there's no time in the bottom of the bag. Instead, I have to go out and make it on my calendar so that I make time for the important things in life. Now, take a look in your life. Where are you struggling? Are you struggling to find time to exercise? Are you trying to find time for date nights? Are you trying to find time for your side hustle? All of those things that are just not going fast enough that you're trying to find time for. Well, the reason that you're struggling with those is because you haven't made time for them. You haven't made time first thing in the morning. You haven't made time on a Saturday morning. You haven't made time on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening. You haven't made time on your lunch break from your current gig to go and work on one of those things. All right. So you have to make time for what matters. The second thing that Elon knows is you have to win the morning and own the day. You win the morning, you own the day. Now, I built this thing called the Perfect Week Formula Kit. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that it's got the scripting pads, which we're going to dive into in a second. It's got the gratitude journal. It's got the vision. It's got the transformation section. It helps you take all the stuff in your head, all the clutter, and then build this step-by-step plan so that you know exactly what to do in every single minute that you are up in that first hour of the day, which is so critical and so crucial, as Elon will share with you in a second. So let's go, and I'm going to ask you another question. So we know the answer to the question, how does Elon find time? He makes time. The question now is, guess what time Elon wakes up? Got to be 5 a.m. You got to be part of the 5 a.m. club, right? Everybody cool is in the 5 a.m. club. No, he gets up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So in a recent Reddit Ask Me Anything, Elon confirmed, yes, I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So Elon proves that the 5 a.m. club, which I am not a fan of at all, the 5 a.m. club is neither necessary. So you don't have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning if you want to be successful, nor is it sufficient. If you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, that doesn't guarantee you'll be successful. So what matters is this. It's not about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. It's not about the hour that you get up. It's what you actually do with the hours that you are up. When you know that, you can plan around your personal life, your schedule, your biology, your chronology. You know, when you have your magic time, the time of day when you're 3 times more creative, productive, and energetic than any other time of the day, so that you can absolutely crush it, leverage that time, match the intensity of the activity with the intensity of your brain power. And when those things are combined, you will move ahead. Now, Elon also knows the power of sleep. So this is one of his recent tweets, and he says, for improved quality of sleep, raise your the head of your bed by about 3 to 5 centimeters and don't eat 3 hours before bedtime. I didn't know that about raising your bed, but he did quote part of my 10-3-2-1-0 formula. 10 hours before bed, you stop all caffeine. 3 hours before bedtime, you don't eat. Don't eat. I have dinner at 5:30, so I can go to bed at 8:30. And by going to bed without a full stomach, you're going to sleep better. Because if you go to bed on a full stomach, blood goes through your digestive system and you do not get into a deep sleep. Then 2 hours before bed, no more work. I don't know if he follows that one. 1 hour before bed, no more electronics. You need to have that reverse alarm. And then zero, the number of times he hits snooze in the morning. And I can't imagine Elon hitting snooze because he has so many cool things. He has a big why. He wants to go and transform the world. He's going to jump right out of bed. And if you're not jumping out of bed and you're hitting snooze, it's because you don't have that big why power in your head. Now, Elon also does the WWW. What's that? That's the wake, water, work. Okay. He gets up and he goes to work. He doesn't have long morning routines. He doesn't do yoga, meditation, interpretive dance, all of those things. He wakes up and he goes to work and he goes and he eats that frog in the factory. So now this, he's not drinking water in that particular picture that this is from his recent holiday in Greece. And he doesn't look great. He knows that. He goes, maybe I should take my shirt off more often. But he said, I'm already back in the factory. He knows that his work is to be done in the factory, and you got to give him credit for working very hard because he wants to make an impact. And he has 9 kids. Got to put 9 kids through whatever future that they have. It ain't going to be cheap. All right. Then finally, his fifth principle is planning and preparation. Okay. This guy has built a team that has sent rockets to the moon. They're launching a new rocket with SpaceX every 10 days or less. So I think it was 6 or 9 or 10 days, a new rocket is launched. Like, I remember the last time NASA launched a rocket, I was in grade school. And unfortunately, that was the Challenger explosion. I remember I was playing basketball that day at lunchtime. And, you know, somebody came into the gym and said, hey, there was an explosion. We watched it on television. That's 1986 or something. So I'm 11 years old. Like, okay, so every 40 years, I think NASA does something. This guy's doing something, you know, 3 or 4 times a month. And that's going to take better planning and preparation than ever before. So go back to the scripting pad that I talked about in the Perfect Day Formula Kit. And it's got time blocking on the left so that you have, you know, exactly what time you're starting your meeting, what time you're ending it, when you're going to the next thing, when you have your breaks, when you have your lunch, when you have your magic time. Then it also has a box for magic time. What are you going to do? When is it going to start? When is it going to end? Who are you going to communicate and collaborate with? And then a section for your brain dump. So I was on a call this morning with one of my millionaire European clients from France. He's a supplement company owner. And he's like, remind me again of your 3-step end of day routine that does your planning and preparation. It goes like this. You brain dump. You get all the thoughts out of your head onto paper. Step 2 is you organize those into a priority to-do list. So you know the number one frog to eat first thing in the morning. And then you do a little bit of process planning on it. So, you know, if you got to do a PowerPoint presentation, or if you have to practice a sales script, or if you have to write an email to your list, you know, you write the headline of the email, maybe 1 or 2 bullet points. So if you got to write a chapter for a book, as I often do, it's the title of the chapter, 5 questions. And then now I write 300 words on each question rather than looking at a blank screen and trying to write 1500 words on a blank screen. That'll give me writer's block. So by doing that process planning, it makes the eating of the frog in the morning so much easier. So I'm going to own the morning and win the day. So let's go back to Elon, the billionaire, his master plan for mornings. Number 1 is make time for what matters. Number 2 is eat the frog and you will own that day. Number 3 is use Craig's 10-3-2-1-0 formula so you have a great night's sleep. So that number 4, you can wake and work. And number 5, what's really the foundation of it all? It's the planning and preparation. And if you get off track, go to number 5, plan and prepare. If you had a bad day, plan and prepare today for tomorrow, and you will get back on track, okay? Now, I can't promise that you'll be a billionaire, but you will get amazing results. And if you want to dive deeper, I highly recommend the book there in the middle. Go to craigballantyne.com/freebooks and read Perfect Week Formula. It is the best book we have ever written, the most step-by-step for helping you be more productive, no matter if you're a billionaire with 9 kids or whether you are just starting out with no kids, all right? And if you have anxiety, check out Unstoppable. But you can get all my books for free, no opt-in required, the digital and audiobook versions at craigvalentine.com/freebooks. And if you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram. We've got over 250,000 followers there. There's the link again for my free books. And you can ask me anything. You can ask Michelle anything. You can ask baby Isabella anything. We'll always get back to you. We answer all of our DMs. And so drop me a comment down below about which one of these was the most helpful. You can also comment if you like or dislike Elon Musk, or if you have a Tesla. I don't care. I'd love to hear from you. And we will make another great video for you soon. So just let me know in the comments below what you want to see. All right. We'll see you in the next video, and make sure you get those free books.